All right, so get this. We're diving into a memo that makes a pretty bold claim about, of all things, hyperlinks. You
Great.
know, those things we click online all day long, every day.
Right.
It says they're the secret to fixing data silos.
Fascinating.
Apparently, they're good for a lot more than cat videos and shopping sprees, huh?
Yeah, who knew, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting, right? While everyone's busy talking about AI and the cloud,
Right.
this memo is saying that businesses are still kind of tripping over something way more basic:
Yeah.
data
Yeah,
silos.
and I think for our listener, maybe who doesn't live and breathe this stuff like we do,
So.
data silos, maybe doesn't sound like the most exciting problem to solve.
Yeah.
So how about an analogy, right?
Okay.
Imagine you're trying to make some really killer guacamole, right?
Okay. I like where this is going.
But your avocados, those are in the pantry.
Okay.
The onions, you lent those to a neighbor, you can't remember which one.
Oh.
And the lime juice, you have no idea where that is.
Oh no.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Now swap out the guacamole ingredients for customer data, for sales figures, marketing reports, you name it,
Right.
and you start to get a sense of what a lot of companies are dealing with.
And it's not just messy, right? It's costing them like serious money.
Yeah, that's got to be the real kicker,
Oh
right?
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This memo, it
Oh, man.
actually like cites studies that say poor data integration
Right.
is costing businesses trillions with a T,
Trillions.
trillions of dollars every year. We're
Wow.
talking about like massive inefficiencies, missed opportunities, decisions made in the dark because they just don't have the full picture.
So it's not just the IT guys pulling their hair out anymore.
No, not at all.
This memo calls out, let's see, CDOs, CAIOs, CIOs,
Yeah.
basically everyone with chief in their title,
It's
right?
pretty much everyone's feeling the pain. They're all craving that way to connect the dots and get a clear view of their data.
Yeah, they want to see the whole guacamole recipe.
Exactly.
Okay, I gotta admit, when I first saw, hyperlinks as the big solution to this data silo problem,
Yeah.
I thought maybe someone had put something extra in my coffee that morning. Like
Right.
we click these things, a million times a day just to get around online.
A million times a day, yeah.
How is a guy gonna solve like this deep-rooted, hairy data problem?
No, I get it. It seems like almost too simple, right, on the surface.
Right.
But the real magic here, it's not about the clicking itself. It's about that,
Right.
that connection, that instant connection.
Yeah.
Think about it, like one click
Yeah.
can take you to a website, halfway across the world.
Right.
So what if we could do that with data itself?
Oh, okay.
What if clicking on, I don't know, like a customer's name, like right in your sales software,
Yeah.
that could instantly pull up their like entire purchase history, their social media
Yeah.
activity,
Wow.
all linked together, no more silos.
Okay, so instead of like separate silos, we're talking about one giant like interconnected web of information.
Exactly.
But how does that actually work in practice? Is it really as simple as clicking hyperlinks?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
This memo, it dives into this concept called declarative no-copy interactions. And I know that
Lot of
sounds,
mouthful.
it's a
Oh,
mouthful,
no.
right?
Yeah.
But stick with me here.
Okay, we trust you.
The basic idea is like instead of us having to tell the system like exactly where to find every single piece of data,
Right.
which is, how it works now and why it's so messy,
Right.
we basically just tell it what we want to know.
Okay.
We're talking about like asking questions, like in plain English,
Yeah.
and letting the system kind of do the heavy lifting
Oh, interesting.
of finding and connecting the right info through those hyperlinks.
So instead of me saying, computer, go to database A, pull up, table B, cross-reference with spreadsheet C.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just say, hey, tell me what people are saying about this new product or this new
Yeah,
service.
you got and the no copy part is huge here
Okay.
because we're not making like more and more copies of the data, right? Which just makes things messier.
Right, more silos.
Exactly. We're just linking it all together, creating this kind of dynamic web of information that can be, accessed, analyzed, instantly.
Like magic.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm starting to see how this could be like a real game changer for
Yeah.
companies. It's like, it's like using a paper map when when you could have a GPS, you know, that shows you everything in real time.
Exactly.
Like, think about how annoying it is when you're like dealing with a company's customer service, right?
Oh, tell me about it.
And they can't even pull up like your order history or remember your last interaction with them.
No, worse.
With this kind of interconnected data, it's like all that frustration just disappears.
Poof, gone.
Yeah, no more repeating your order number like 10 times to 5 different people.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sold.
Right, it's a win-win, but you know, it goes way beyond just customer service though, right?
Okay.
Remember how this memo was talking about like preparing for this AI-driven future?
Right, right.
Well, imagine like unleashing the power of AI on a data set where everything's actually connected.
Oh, wow.
Right, instead of like feeding it all these separate pieces.
Right.
We're giving it the whole puzzle and it's already put together.
So the AI can like finally think in a way that makes sense, you know, for business because it has the full context.
Exactly. Yeah. And this memo, it even goes so far as to say that this kind of interconnected data, it could lead to like, you know, a whole new breed of like smart agents. You know, software that can like look at all this data, identify patterns, maybe even like automate like really complex decisions.
Wow.
And it's all thanks to those little hyperlinks we were talking about.
And speaking of which, we should probably mention this memo isn't just, you know, talking about hyperlinks in theory, right?
Right.
They're really pushing for a specific solution here.
Yeah.
OpenLink Virtuoso and their AI layer.
Exactly.
So what are those in a nutshell?
So OpenLink Virtuoso, that's like the engine, you know, the real workhorse under the hood.
Right.
And it's designed to handle all those you know, crazy complex connections, bringing data together from anywhere, you know, CRMs, marketing automation platforms, social media feeds.
Wow.
You name it, it can connect it.
So like building bridges between all those data silos we talked about.
Exactly.
And then the AI layer, that's kind of like the navigation system right on top of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It provides all the smarts, you know, to make sense of that data once it's connected.
Right.
So you and I, we can like ask questions,
right,
you know, in plain English, and get answers that make sense without having to be, you know, data scientists.
I like it.
Right.
Yeah, no data scientist here.
Neither.
So this memo, it keeps mentioning that 1968 demo by Doug Engelbart.
Oh, yeah.
The mother of all demos where he introduced the computer mouse.
Right.
What's the connection there? Why is that relevant to all this?
Well, you know, Engelbart, he wasn't just like showing off a new gadget, right?
Right.
His big vision was about using technology to like actually augment, you know, human intelligence.
Oh, interesting.
Right. And he saw hyperlinks as a key part of that.
Yeah.
You know, a way to connect like ideas and information in this really fluid, intuitive way.
Mm.
And in a way that's kind of what we're seeing now with this approach to data.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
taking something that's always been there, you know, the hyperlink.
Right, right. Just the simple little thing.
A simple little thing.
Yeah.
And we're finally starting to see like its real potential.
Right.
Not just for browsing websites, but for like fundamentally changing how we interact with information itself.
So for our listener who's, you know, maybe driving to work right now, listening to this, trying to, you know, make sense of data silos and hyperlinks and the mother of all demos.
Yeah.
What's the key takeaway here?
Well, I think this memo, it makes a really compelling case that we're on the edge of another software revolution.
Okay.
You know, we saw apps replace all those like clunky old programs.
Yeah, right.
And now we might be about to see like these smart agents powered by this new way of connecting data, you know, really take over.
Yeah.
So whether or not OpenLink's like the company that makes it happen,
right,
the message is clear, the future of data, it's not about collecting more and more of it. It's about like connecting what we already have in a smarter way, in a way that actually makes sense.
Yeah. Like they say, new ideas are often just, you know, old ideas, but connected in new ways. Who knew that the key to taming this data chaos was hiding in plain sight this whole time, disguised as that little blue link we click a million times a day, right?
Right.
So thanks for taking this deep dive with us today. We hope this got you thinking a little differently about about the way we interact with information.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe even inspired you to, you know, take a look at your own data landscape and see if there are some connections waiting to be made.
Yeah, there's got to be a few.
Thanks again.